Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Tune in. Grow in faith.
Greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Charlene Davids, and as we continue in the My Identity in Christ series, in this episode, we are looking at what chips away at our identity and how to guard our foundation. Identity is rarely destroyed overnight. It is eroded slowly, subtly, quietly, incrementally. And if we do not guard it, we will find ourselves functioning beneath who we truly are. So what chips away at identity? I'm going to share five things with you today that erodes identity over time. And I encourage you to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you to see what might be relevant to your own life. The first thing that chips away at identity is distance from the Word of God. If we are not consistently renewing our mind with the Scripture, our mind automatically is starting to be shaped by the culture of the day. And this culture tells us that you are your performance, you are your appearance, you are your productivity, your influence, you are your success. But we know that that is inaccurate, because the Word tells us that we are in Christ. And Romans 12 verse 2 reminds us that transformation only happens through the renewing of the mind. That renewing is ongoing. It is daily alignment of our thoughts with God's Word. And it takes intentionality and discipline. What we repeatedly hear, we eventually believe and become. If you constantly rehearse your failures, you will believe that you are a failure. If you constantly meditate on past rejection, you will believe that you are rejected. And when you constantly compare your life to others, you will believe that you are behind. Because the mind believes what it hears most often. The second thing that chips away at identity is wrong doctrine. Teaching that emphasizes condemnation and not grace. Teaching that emphasizes striving more than rest in the finished work of the cross. Teaching that focuses more on sin, works, and law than on grace, total forgiveness, and sonship. As a new creation, we can behave differently because we are different. We are a new breed. If you reverse that order, you will live striving to become who you already are. The third thing that chips away at identity is comparison. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 12 says, "They, measuring themselves by themselves, are not wise." Comparison is one of the most destructive habits in Christianity and is a destiny destroyer. Comparison is so easy to fall into, especially nowadays when we fall into the trap of social media. When we compare ourselves to others, there are two things that happen. We either feel superior or we feel inferior. Superiority breeds pride, and inferiority breeds insecurity. And the Spirit of God cannot work within us and through us. Your value is not measured against someone else. It is secure in Christ. The fourth thing that chips away at identity is unhealed soul wounds. If you grew up in constant criticism, you may subconsciously believe that you are never enough, that you are not good enough. If love was withheld from you, if love was conditional, you may struggle to believe that grace is unconditional. And if affirmation was rare, you may constantly seek validation from people. Unless these wrong thought patterns and strongholds in our mind are confronted with truth, the Word of God, it will continually shape your reactions. And the fifth thing that chips away at identity is placing our identity in roles. Roles are seasonal. Think of roles that you have fulfilled throughout your life and how it made you feel when your responsibilities connected with those roles came to an end. Did you end that season with impact, gratitude, or did it make you feel less? Did you allow that to chip away at your identity? But when identity is firmly established and rooted in Christ, our roles simply become assignments and not definitions. Psalm 92 verse 13 reminds us, "Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." Here I see that identity grows in community, and I've experienced this myself as well. Identity produces fruitfulness in the kingdom. But isolation weakens our identity. So friend, don't isolate. Be among the fellowship of the believers. That is where your belonging is strengthened, where it reinforces identity, where accountability protects your identity, and where divine alignment strengthens your identity. A tree produces fruit because it is rooted. My question today is, are you planted in your local church? Are you correctly aligned? Are you well nourished? And what has been chipping away at your identity? Comparison? Neglecting the Word of God? Unhealed past wounds? Striving? Wrong beliefs? Identity must be guarded intentionally. And you can do that with the help of the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for us. Father, reveal every subtle thing that has been eroding identity of your people. Correct distorted beliefs. Give us a hunger for your Word, for your church, and for your presence. Plant every listener deeply in your house and make them fruitful in every season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're excited to announce the launch of the brand new UCB Africa website. Discover the impact of the Word for today, the trusted daily devotional by Bob Gass and Debbie Gass, bringing practical Bible-based encouragement for everyday life. You can also learn how churches, ministries, and organizations can white label the Word for Today as a high-quality annual devotional under their own brand, helping spread God's Word while saving time and resources. Go to ucbafrica.co.za today and be part of sharing the gospel across Africa.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.